Steve Shurtleff, one of the former leaders, a Republican state representative in the state house, joins us to talk about, well, he's going to tell us all about this and maybe some other stuff of the day. Representative Shurtleff, how are you?
Just fine, Jack. Yourself?
Good, thanks. Remind us the district you represent.
Well, I'm the Democratic representative from Ward 1 of Concord, the village of Penacook.
Okay, good. And one of the former leaders, of course, in the House, correct?
Yeah, former. A little bit of everything. But my last position was Speaker of the New Hampshire House.
That's right.
In the session previous.
That's right. Hey, let's talk a little bit about what's coming up with Canadian type of business. There's a summit or a meeting next week on our friends to the north in terms of some business synergy, some partnerships, things like that. Can you tell us about that?
Absolutely. And this is kind of a positive thing as we're getting into the campaign season close to our elections. This is a summit that's being hosted by the New Hampshire Canada Legislative Council. And it's a group of people made up of Democrats and Republicans from the House and Senate, as well as business leaders, people from the executive branch of government. And the purpose is to foster cooperation with Canada in general and the province of Quebec specifically as far as trade issues. It goes back to being formed in 1991 after Congress and Canada agreed on the free trade agreement that broke the barriers and eliminated tariffs between the two countries. So this coming Thursday in Manchester, there's going to be a economic summit with 50 business leaders from primarily Quebec province coming down to the Queen City and meeting with leaders of New Hampshire businesses, with the emphasis being focused on the biotech industry and trying to make trade agreements between the two countries and primarily do a lot of partnerships across the border.
Now, how can people, is this something that's, tell us about how people can learn more. I mean, what? How can people take advantage of this, what I'm asking, or get involved?
Well, I think this is like throwing the stone into the proverbial pond. The big splash is the summit taking place, but the ripple effect will have, a positive effect on the people of New Hampshire. The summit is just the participants and the media. Unfortunately, it's not open to the public. Mm-hmm. There's limitation in space. But I think the partnerships that will be made will encourage trade between primarily Quebec province and New Hampshire. And that's good for our economy. It's good for jobs. What really is the center of this endeavor is Dean Kamen's project, the Army, ARMI, the manufacturing program that he's doing, the advanced...
with the Pentagon, yeah.
It's a major thing, and it's trying to get people involved and again, enhance the trade between our state and Canada.
Steve Shurtleff, Democrat State Representative, former House Speaker. Let me ask you this: when you have this summit with the business and the public policy folks from Quebec and Canada next week, I'm going to try and boil this down. But I'm sure you're aware, Representative. If you have lights and electricity in your home, we've seen an incredible increase in electricity rates, doubling. Yeah. You know, Eversource, Unitil, all the major suppliers, and they talk about the increased cost of natural gas. But these are big increases, and even bigger for commercial or business electricity users. My question is, and I don't want to relive the whole Northern Pass and all the back and forth and the opposition in the North Country to not my backyard, to bring the power lines down, to run through New Hampshire, to bring hydro down into this area or region. But my question is, I'm wondering now that that's sort of behind us and the utilities or the main folks have sort of given up on that and it might be dead for now, are there any other synergistic energy collaboration we could have with Canada to get more energy down here because they have an abundance of it, whether it's hydro or whatever, to help us lower, you know, our electricity costs. I'm just asking an open-ended question. I have no idea, but I'm wondering if it's worth revisiting. I'm not talking a multi-billion-dollar thing. I'm just asking, is there anything worth talking about with Canada anymore, a neighbor to the north? Because I'd rather talk with Canada, a friendly nation and a neighbor, than the Middle East sometimes. If it looks for, you know, the president went to Saudi Arabia looking for more oil. I mean, if we want a really lower cost here, it's not a bad regional idea. Do you think there's anything worth talking with them about?
I think there is. I think people, you know, of course, our energy costs are much more. We're part of ISO, New England, and we're at the end of the grid. And so our costs, especially here in New England, are much higher than the rest of the 49 states. I think there's a will to do something with Canada. I think the concern with the original proposal was the route that the power lines were going to take coming down through the White Mountains, and that was the issue. If they could find a route, someone mentioned the idea, why couldn't the lines actually come down the Connecticut River, and I don't know if that's a possibility. You know, the other thing, Jack, I'd say is, you know, we had a wonderful program in New Hampshire that provided for a biomass. You know, we're first talking about biotech. Right. Now I'm talking about biomass. We had the plants that were using wood power to generate electricity.
Sure.
And this was important for New Hampshire. And I think especially at the time, unfortunately, the governor signed a bill that to eliminate the funding that was going towards that. But it was...
Yep. I recall places like Groveton, where they used to have one thing, they were converting these biomass plants to take wood chips and all that to produce. Yeah, I know in the North Country that was big, and it was sort of growing, and I don't know where it's at now.
Well, it's unfortunately, a bill was passed to keep the funding going. It was bipartisan legislation that came out of the House and Senate, and unfortunately the governor vetoed it, I think, three years ago.
What was the thinking?
Thinking at the time is...
No, I mean to veto it.
I think there was some concern by Eversource because they have to buy this energy, and it might have been just a little bit higher back then in cost than what they were paying on the open market for fuel and energy coming in from other places. But I think now with the cost of energy going up, I think it's far more feasible. And I wish the governor and the legislature would look at bringing it back. You know, those logging jobs, especially in the North Country, they've been in families for years. Mm-hmm. And I know there was a big rally before the governor's veto, and Tommy Thompson came down.
I remember. It rings a bell. It rings a bell, yeah.
And spoke in support of the bill, and hope the governor wouldn't veto it. But I think it's something we need to look at. And again, this could include Canada if it became that important to bring logs into wood into New Hampshire. If we don't have enough, I'm sure...
Well,
our good neighbors to the north would be that glad to provide energy for this plant.
Well, I think we should open the doors and talk and explore and come up with some out-of-the-box ideas. Hey, before I let you go, your former House Speaker is a Democrat, still State Representative Steve Shurtleff on Good Morning New Hampshire. I'm not going to ask you to do specific predictions, but you know the midterms are around the corner here. November's coming up, a little more than a month away. Do you think, and Governor Sununu is running for a fourth term, I'll be hosting the debate next Tuesday as part of my show here live with State Senator Democrat Tom Sherman, someone you know. Do you think, if you had to say today, as former House Speaker and a Democrat, do you think the House in New Hampshire, not nationally, do you think the House in New Hampshire will stay Republican majority, or do you think it's tight? And what about the State Senate, if you had to kind of say, after the election, does it stay Republican majority, or is there a chance in the Senate? What do you think?
I think there's a good chance that we will turn the House and that will go Democratic. The Senate's going to be a bigger challenge because the redistricting has somewhat gerrymandered the Senate districts even worse than the House. So that would be an uphill battle for the Senate, but I think they can do it as well. So I think it's going to be a close election.
We're going to see
probably in the House no more than 10 or 15 votes between the two parties. And that is the positive thing because it's going to make the two parties have to work together in the next biennium.
I'm sorry because I just want to make sure I caught this as former. You think the House can go Democrat majority in the midterms? Is that what you're saying? Wow. Really?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I think we'll take the House, but it'll be a close vote.
All right. Thank you for being on Good Morning Hampshire. Get you back again soon and talking about this summit with our neighbors to the north. Thank you.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you, Jack.